Richard Martin's Wake Up Call Podcast, presented every Monday and Friday, providing you with the truth and the facts. You decide.
Hello and good day to you all, ladies and gentlemen. This is Richard Martin with the Wake Up Call, coming to you on Friday, the 26th of February 2016, all the way from Malaysia in Southeast Asia. Well, people keep saying, oh, this is nothing like 2008. And I totally agree. Absolutely right. No comparison. It's going to be much worse. 2008 was really a crisis triggered by the subprime mortgage market and the confetti that Wall Street firms distributed around the world. They took those subprime mortgages, put them into pools. They sold participations in these pools, in these CDOs. They got a triple A rating on all this garbage and sold it around the world. And then they started defaulting. That caused ripples throughout the financial system and a global financial crisis. That's fine. But it was basically a mortgage crisis. That's how it started. Now, look at what we have currently. We have every major economic zone in the world in financial trouble. You have Japan with a debt to GDP ratio of 280%. You have China at 300% debt to GDP. China has over $34 trillion of debt, and the banking system is flooded with bad loans. The best estimate is that they have $11 trillion of bad loans in the banking system. $11 trillion is the annual GDP of China. This is huge. You have Europe, you have Latin America in trouble, you have Russia in big trouble. Saudi Arabia's even thinking about doing an IPO on their national oil company in order to make up for the shortfall of oil revenues. Every major economic zone in the world is in really big trouble, including the US. And that's why I say this crisis is certain to become much, much worse than the last one. The people want to know, how long? How long do I think it's going to last? And frankly, there's no remote way to answer that question, but I will say that we're looking at something so monumental and so unlike anything we've ever imagined, let alone seen. History books don't even come close to discussing this type of possibility. From 1929 to the bottom in 1933, it took 4 years. Probably a little bit less. So that's probably the minimum duration. But this means absolutely nothing. You can't forecast those things because the central banks discovered how to bail things out. They found out ways to change or get laws changed, and they've changed a lot of laws in the meantime. For example, if a bank goes under, it's no longer the government that goes to bail it out. They just confiscate the depositor's money. If you have a savings account at a bank that goes out of business, they will take part of your savings account to bail the bank out, because they now have an interpretation that bank deposits, that's money you put in a bank, you actually become an unsecured creditor. I've warned you about this over and over again. That is the current interpretation in the West, in Europe and in the United States. It's called a bail-in. So this time around, there are plenty of gimmicks that they can use. They've exhausted quantitative easing. It just doesn't work. And now the whole world is going to negative interest rates. In Europe, they already have over 30% of the government bonds at zero interest rates or below. So if you buy a government bond, you are paying for the privilege of owning that bond, of lending the government money. The Federal Reserve just put out a note saying that banks should prepare for negative interest rates. The world has never seen this, and there is no one that knows the eventual consequences of this. What I can say with absolute conviction is that we are dealing with total desperation here. The central banks have run out of ammunition and tools. All they have now is just talk. Okay, and with that, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for donors to go to their emails and for me to wish you, the rest of you, a great weekend, and I'll be with you again on Monday. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye till then.
And there you have it. You decide.